Welcome to the Daily Drive Podcast, part of the Imagine Golf Podcast Network. Enjoy listening to a previous series inside the Imagine Golf app, where each week we feature seven concepts from a best-selling book or a top mind in the game. Here is our founder and the voice of Imagine Golf, Malcolm Scoville.
Do you ever feel like you're throwing away scoring opportunities? What if the real problem isn't your ability to hit the shot, but your ability to select the right shot in the first place? Welcome back to Imagine Golf's Daily Drive, the daily three-minute bridge between where we all are now and where we want to be, both on and off the golf course. This is day three in our seven-part series based on the book The Lost Art of the Short Game by Gary Nickel and Carl Morris. The authors have found that on most holes, the most important shot is your third shot. They write, third shots can be crucial when it comes to momentum. They can either stop you dead or allow you to keep a good round going. For example, your tee shot misses the fairway, your second puts the ball back into play. A solid third shot can now create a scoring opportunity, or let's say you hit a great drive, but your approach misses the green. Your third shot can get you back on track. These situations may happen on the second shot if you're playing a par 3 or the fourth shot if you're playing a par 5. Making right decisions is critical. Remember the 1976 Open Championship? Some of you might. 19-year-old Seve Ballesteros was gunning for second place. Not a bad way for the young Spaniard to announce himself to the world. But Jack Nicklaus was also gunning for second. Jack birdied the 18th hole. Now Seve needed a birdie to tie. But his approach shot flew way left of the green, behind a pair of bunkers. The default shots were either a lob over the bunkers, or a soft pitch. But a heat wave had burnt grass and baked the greens. Seve wasn't sure he could hold a lob or chip on that hard surface. So he chose a bump and run, rolling the ball through the narrow gap between the bunkers and right to the hole. The TV commentator said, "That's just not possible," as Seve made his birdie. At these moments, it's essential that we, like Seve, choose the best shot. To help us make better decisions, the author suggests using the traffic light system, red, yellow, and green. For example, let's say you're 50 yards out. The pin is tucked in the corner behind a bunker. There's not enough green to work with, so going for the pin is a red light shot. Red means stop. Aiming left of the pin is safer but doesn't take the bunker out of play. That's a yellow light shot. Yellow means caution. It might be the right decision, but think twice. Aiming for the wide area of the green will leave a long putt, but your lag putting has been solid, and you'd be happy two-putting from here. That's a green light shot. Green means go. Tony Robbins once said, "It is in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped." Those are the moments that shape each round of golf as well. Often it's not our ability to hit the shot that matters most, but our ability to choose the right shot in each situation. The traffic light system can help. It's a simple way to quickly process your options and choose the best shot for you. If we stop at the red lights, consider the yellow lights, and swing with full confidence on the green lights, we'll navigate our way to lower scores. That's all for today. Tomorrow we'll continue this lesson by learning how Seve visualized his shots. Until then, keep imagining what's possible.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Drive Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and be sure to rate and review this episode. If you want more content like this right now, download the Imagine Golf app from the App Store or Google Play and start your free 7-day trial. You can listen to hundreds of snackable mental game lessons. Imagine Golf is helping thousands of golfers lower their handicaps, play more consistently, and get more joy out of the game. Think better, and you will play better. And as Malcolm said, until next time, keep imagining what's possible.